Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Lamed, and we are on Kuf Chaf Tesma Beis. We'll just do the last line, and then we'll get up to the Mishnah on daf Kuf Lamed. So we mentioned yesterday that the halacha is, we spoke about Tokat Dibur all the way at the end of the shir. The Gemara made a chilek to answer the stira of who we paskin like. The Gemara said, it depends, Tokat Dibur or Lacha Kedei Dibur. And the Gemara ends off, and we have to spend a few minutes on this, V'hilchaz ha'kol Tokat Dibur Kedibur Dami, Levar Me Avodes Kochavim V'kidushin. So the Gemara here, unlike the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara here lists off only two exceptions to the rule. Tokat Dibur is always Kedibur Dami, within the few seconds of after an event happens, after words come out of my mouth, it's always Kedibur Dami, and therefore I would be able to be Choserbo, but with two exceptions, Avodas Kochavim and Kiddushin. If one looks here in the Mefarshim, though, they point out that the other Gemara is that there are four exceptions to the rule, as we have discussed this in the past, but this is one of the days that we have to focus on this, in that it is one of the major places in Shas where it's discussed. So, for example, in Darim Pei Zayin, the Gemara has Tokat Dibur Kedibur Dami Chutz Mi Magadef Veobed Avodas Kochavim Umekadesh Umegarish. Same exact line with two extra words, two other exceptions to the rule. So the Mefarshim point out that one might it might be Shtayim Shehen Arba, because Megadef, cursing God, is similar to Avodas Kochavim, and Kiddushin and Gerushin often are subject to the same rules, marriage and divorce. But either way, the various discussions that come up is, number one, is this a Din D'Oraisa, is this a Din D'Rabbanan? Number two, why are these exceptions? And those two might be related to each other. So Rov Rishonim assumed that Tokat Dibur is a Din D'Oraisa, right? It comes up, and this is how a Svara, it's not based on a Pasuk, but a Svara that if it's in a few seconds of the action that took place, or the words, I'm allowed to retract, and I'm allowed to go back on my words. I'm allowed to change what I said. That is the simple interpretation, that it's a svara on a level of daraisa. But Rabbi Tam is quoted in various Rishonim holding that this is a takana d'rabanan, meaning on a daraisa level, when something happens, something happened. Can't take back what happened, whether it's an action, whether even if this second, 2 seconds later. But takana d'rabanan, mi d'rabanan, you're allowed to. Why? Because of the source that is given. What happens if I'm in the middle of selling something and my Rebbe walks into the marketplace? I want to say hello to my Rebbe, but I also want to have ability to continue the deal and make a condition. And so, therefore, Chazal created this heter. This is what Rabbi Notam says in Miseches Nedarim, says the Ran, V'ra'isi the Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, he quotes the Ramban, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Tokat Dibur Kedibur Dami Takantahu, the Tikkun Rabbanon, Mishun Talmud Halokeach Mekach, Upaga Bo Rabo, right, if Talmud is buying something and he meets his Rebbe, Shiuchalit in Lo Shalom, and he's allowed to give him shalom. And I was going to say, here he has ability to retract, and there not? No. V'hishvu midoseyem b'chol mili bar mihani. And they said, even if the reason does not apply in that specific case, you're not in the market, your Rebbe's not near you, still, that is the rule. That is the Din D'Rabbanan. The Ran there says, V'lo nichali, quoting the Ramban, V'chi bezdin mastin lakar davar min ha-Torah la'olam, b'kum va'asei. Right, Bez is going to be okay and say, even though Darai said this should be a din, Midir Rabbanan, it's not. So that is one major machlokas. Rav Rishonim assuming it's a din daraisa, while Rabbi Notam assuming it is a din. It is a din d'rabbanan. The other point that Ran also discusses is how exactly, what is the reason for these exceptions, and how exactly it works. What are the reasons for the exceptions? So that'll relate to this, and that is, number one, Avodas Kochavim, Kiddushin, Gerushin. Two suggestions. Number one, people don't joke around by these actions. People don't joke around by marriage. People don't joke around by Avodah Zarah, which we don't even know what Avodah Zarah is. This is Machlokas Rishonim right here. What does it mean, Avodas Kochavim? What does that mean? So the Rashbam says on the bottom, if somebody's maxes something to be Avodah Zarah, that tree I'm going to worship. I'm maxil Avodah Zarah, and I want to take it back. That's the Rashbam. Shim hitfis o hikset davar lavodas kochavim ubetoka de dibur chazer bo afilu achi nasra mishum chumra davodas zara, says the Rashbam on the last line. Tosfis has a different pshat. Tosfis goes to Rashbam and says, no, he doesn't think that's possible. That's a case of hatfasa avodas zara. So the re quotes, no, somebody says eliata, This is my God. You are my God. Right? Mamish Avodah Zarah. And then he's chozer boto ketibor. Right? So those are, that's machlokas, even what Avodas Kochavim he is right here in our Gemara. But what exactly is the Svara? So says the Ran there in Adarim Pezayin. Venira be'enai de b'shar mi li lo chamiri kulehai. Kisha adam osa osam. Lo b'gemar daita hu osa. Ela daito she yocholach zer boto ketibor. People don't take these contexts, people do take these contexts very, very seriously. And therefore, if people say marriage, divorce, it's not going to be a joke. And therefore, that's why there's no chazara tokte dibur, because we assume you're serious, you're serious. Avalhani kivan de chamiri kulehai, ein adam osa osam elabas kama gemura, umishamachi chazara falotokte dibur lo mahani. Right, in other contexts, people aren't always so serious. People might be joking around. And therefore, we have to give them time to retract. But here, we don't, we wouldn't say that, because it is a very serious context. That is the Ran there, a more fundamental approach to those contexts. The Rashbam here doesn't seem to say that. The Rashbam, how do you know that? If you look at the top Rashbam, the Rashbam says by Kiddushin, Shem Kidi Shisha Bifnei Shnayim, V'chazav Yamar B'dokti Gibur Levi Matana. I'm married to you. No, it's a gift. V'lo Levi Kiddushin Ain Shomim Lo. You don't listen to him, and therefore what? What would we have said? By marriage you can't retract, and therefore married. What does the Rashbam say? And therefore, Safik Mukudeshes. Safik Mukudeshes. What does that mean? It means we're not sure. Not that Dafka we're sure a person is very serious in these contexts, but Umukudeshes Veinim Mukudeshes. V'chumra D'Rabbanani Bishum Laz Mamzeris Em Tinasi Lacher B'lo Get. Chumra, right, machmir on both sides. So a number of times, mostly in Maseches Kiddushin, we have a line that says Mekudeshes Reinim Mekudeshes, and the Rishonim debate, what does that mean? Does that mean Vade or does that mean Suffolk? Remember all those Gemaras in Kiddushin, Memtes around, right? Almanas Shani Tzadik, Almanas Shani Ashir, and the Gemara says maybe he was Mahara Tshuva Belibo, and maybe he was this, and maybe that. All these far-fetched chashos. And the Gemara says Mekudeshes, all of them sound like Vadai, the Rambam quotes Suffolk, all of those. Savim Mukudeshes. Again, it's not always clear. So here, this is an exception to the rule, but Machlokas, Pashas, you would have said, they're married, period. Right? Says the Rashbam, no, it is a suffix, because we're not sure. Not Vada that people take these contexts seriously, but they're more serious areas that we don't want to joke around. There's issues of Mamzeris, there's issues of Eshav Ish, and therefore we would say it's different. Related to that could be, the last discussion to have here, how exactly, and this might relate to the first Machlokas, whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, how do we look at Toka de Dibur? The simple understanding is that it's what we call a schus chazara. You have a chance to retract. You did it. Okay, we give you a few seconds. That works very well for the if it's a din d'rabbanan. If it's a din d'oraisa, it's a little harder. You know, why should you have the ability to retract? Right? Just like you did it, you did it. Just like in 20 minutes from now, you can't retract. So to now, you can't retract. So what exactly is the svar? Oh, by the way, I didn't mention what we said previously. Another exception to the rule, which the Gemara doesn't mention here, is chalipin. Right, we pask in chalipin, one can be chozer bo asukin bo oso inyan. Right, we had that earlier in the Gemara. That was a difference. That was towards the beginning of the parak. We had that on in the exactly which staff it was, but alman aleph in the machloka asukin bo oso inyan or toka de dibor, and we paskin that it is asukin bo oso inyan. Earlier back, I think in the I forgot which parak it was, in the sixth parak. Anyway, but that is back to our case. So how else would one be able to understand if it's not a schus chazara? So says the Gemara in Nedarim, clearly there is another understanding. Because if you remember, that Gemara has nothing to do with chazara. What's the case? The case is kriya. Right? Somebody's relative died, and they're told that their relative died. They did kriya, they tore their garment, and then within Toka de Dibur, they're told, oh, by the way, they didn't die, but now they died. They didn't die before the kriya was done, but they died within Toka de Dibur of the kriya being done. Says the Gemara, that's good enough. Yatsa yidei kriya. So what do you mean yatsa yidei kriya? Toka de Dibur, zechus chazara? What are you talking about here? How could the kriya be done afterwards? What do you see from there? There's something more fundamental. It could be, as Achronim formulated, time is looked at in incremental ways. We break up time in arbitrarily, we have days and hours and minutes and seconds, but that's it. There could be milliseconds, there could be, 90 seconds could be a unit of time. We break it up into the ways that we do. But halacha breaks time up into increments of a little bit after Tokadei Dibur. Right, within Tokadei Dibur, it's considered the same amount of time. Right, Sha'a Mimushachat. Right, it's the extended, and therefore, as long as you do retract in this period of time, so it's you retracted. It's as if you didn't even say you didn't finish what you were saying. And therefore, if it's a more fundamental idea like that, so then even if Kriya is done afterwards, or if something is done afterwards, it's called the same halachic time, and that is why it counts for the mitzvah of Kriya. One final point, and then we do the Mishnah, and that is something that we don't always get to mention, and that is the Rambam. The Rambam seems to have another exception to the rule. Besides the two, and besides the four, and besides Chalipin, the Rambam quotes, Hektish, being makdish something. If I'm makdish something, then I'm chozer boto kedei dibur. The Rambam says in Ilchas Maisa Karbanos, Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph, Ha'omer Vlada Shalzu Ola, Vihishlamim, Dvarav Kayamim, Hishlamim Uvlada Ola, Im Lakakles Kavin Dvarav Kayamim, Vimachash Yomar Beliba, Vahotzi Bisfasav, Shati Yishlamim, Chozerbo, if you're trying to be chozerbo, to which animal you are designating it as, Vyomer Vlada Ola, Afal Pisha Chozerbo boto kedei dibur, Hari Vlada Shlamim, She'ein Chazara Behektish. Afilu toke de dibur. That's the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam has another exception to the rule. Where did he get this from? The Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamalach, bothered. Number one, where did he get it from? Number two, what's the svara? So where he got it from is a question, right? If you look in the in Temura and elsewhere, but question is, what is the svara? So again, the suggestion is made, the Mishnah Lamalach and others, that this goes on our lists from Maseches Kiddushin, putting together the comparisons between Hektish and Kiddushin. Hektish and Kiddushin, when we have Hektish patterned after Kiddushin and marriage, right? We have back on the Daf Beis in Kiddushin, Asar Akule Alma Kehektish, that exactly is one example. And the Kuf Yudalad, by the way, it's where the Gemara was, about Chalipin. Anyway, we had a whole list of items and halachas that one is parallel to the other one. Just to remember one amazing one, Rabbi Yosef Engel has in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We know the second parak is all about shlichus by Kiddushin. I send the shliach, I can get married myself, I can get married with a shliach. Hoish makadish bo ubishlucho. So the Gemara quotes, the Gemara quotes that concept, but Rishonim quote the idea of having a second Kiddushin ceremony, which means I send the shliach and I'm married. And now when finally the woman comes to my town, I have a second Kiddushin ceremony with brachos, with Birchas Harrison, a second time. Esther Yosef Engel, how could you have that? How could you have a second time? Once it's done, it's done. So he says, oh, you have it by Hakdasha also. You have it by Karbanos. If you have a Roeh that always takes care of your animals, so then even if the Roeh is Makdash an animal, you can be Makdash it again. So he says, just like by Kiddushin, just like by Hektish, so too by Kiddushin. So it goes in both directions. Kiddushin compared to Hektish, and Hektish compared to Kiddushin. But he says, maybe that's the possibility. Al karka chakanami b'kiddushin d'inyanam Hektish av shechalu kfar al yedei shliach mikol makom yish mitzvah d'rabanan sheyachzu b'aylam yekachu b'atzman v'shaper asher l'kadishin is gam b'bracha kechol mitzvahs d'rabanan shemavarchin aleihem. Amazing. Again, many things that go on that list, many halachas, but that is just one to remember from Gilyoni Hashas, Kiddushin Mem Aleph. Okay. We continue now in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we've referred to a number of times already, this Pesachta. This is the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka say? So let's remember. Ha'omer says the Mishnah. Ish ploni yirasheni b'makam sheish bas. If a man says, I want this man to yarshin me, even though he has a daughter that's supposed to be the Yorish. B'titi yirasheni b'makam sheish ben. My daughter should yarshin me where there's a son. Ba'omar Klum, in all those cases where he's uprooting the mitzvah of Yerusha, it's meaningless what he said. Why? Shehisna amasha kasav batara. As we said earlier, he's going against what the Torah says, and you're not allowed to do that. We had earlier, is this only Rabbi Meir or even Rabbi Yehuda? Right, we had, is this a purely davar shebe mamon? So we had that discussion a week or so ago. But this is amasha amasha kasav batara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, it depends. Im amar amisha roi li yarsho dvarav kayamin. If the person that the father is designating is someone who is on the Yerusha list, Roi Liyarsho, so then Dvarav Kayamim, then his words stand. V'yamisha ain't a Roi Liyarsho, ain't Ra'ui Lo Liyarsho, ain't Dvarav Kayamim. But if he's not on the Yerusha list, then his words do not stand. What does Roi Liyarsho mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. What does it mean? But somebody who is in the world of Yerusha, so then his words stand. The Achronim discuss here, Reb Elchanan right here in the Kovet Shiurim, in Tuf Lamed Daled, discusses is this, according to Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, we'll give an example that for sure he's going to hold of. Let's say one son out of 10. There are 10 sons, he says one son, so he's going to say that that works. Is that Midin Yerusha? Has he just limited Yerusha to one son? Or is the Torah, does the Torah give him rights to, as long as there's someone who's supposed to be a Yoresh, you could give him a Matana to? Is it Yerusha or is it Matana? So for example, let's say that child dies. Does it go to his Yarshim before the other Yarshim that originally were on the list or not? Is it Midin Yerusha? Is it Midin Matana? Right, that's the Nafkamina B'kever. That's Rabbi Chanan right here in Taf Lamed Daled. He has that question from the Rishonim. Right? He quoted as a machlokas between the Arz Arua and the Ran, whether it's Midin Yerusha or Midin Matana. Right? Is it Mishmush, Subas Banan Dichrin, other issues that come up. The Rambam has in Ilchas Nachlos in Perek Vav Alachabes. Ilchas Nachlos, the Rambam talks about, what about a brother amongst brothers? Right, mishpatim. What about a brother amongst brothers? You know, all the examples in the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka here is a child, a son, a daughter. The Rambam adds in, and we'll see. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka at least to a certain extent in Perek Vav Halacha Beis says the Rambam, also applying it in this case, Lefichach Haomer Ish Ploni Bini Bechori Lo Yitol Pishnayim Ish Ploni Bini Lo Yireshem Echav Lo Amar Klum. Good. If you exclude a bechora, ish ploni yirashini b'makam sheish bo bas, piti yirashini b'makam sheish lo ben lo amar klum, as the Mishnah says. Avalim hayu lo yarshim rabim kagon banim rabim o banos o achim. That's the Rambam's addition. V'yamar kishehu shchiv meira ploni achi yirashini michlal achi o piti plonis yirashini michlal benosai dvarav kayamin. If you limit it to one of the group, a brother, a son out of sons, a daughter out of daughters, or the Rambam's addition, a brother out of brothers, Dvarav Kayamim. Bein Sha'amar al Peh, Bein Sha'kasav, Bichsav. What's the chiddush of that? Well, let's just finish the Rambam. Avalam Amar, Ploni Bini Yerushini Levado, Im Amar al Peh, Dvarav Kayamim, Aval Ksav, and Kasav, Konachasav, Libno, Lo Aso, Al Apotropos, Vicholu. Okay, not for us now. But what's the chiddush of that? We discussed back at the beginning of this parak. How do you look at the Yerusha of a brother? Right? Is that direct, or does that go through the father? Right? Or even we discussed Achi Aviv, and we discussed Ach Haniftar. So if it goes through the father, it's a little more of a chiddush, right? It's not Ach Min Ha'achim. The brothers are different, right? Not exactly like two sons or two daughters, but the Rambam has that extension to brothers as well. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Taima, the reason that in the Reisha it does not work is because the Acher b'makam bas u'bas b'makam ben. Because he is the person that he's trying to give it to is not in the lineup right now. Right? I want to give it to a man, right, where there's a Yoresh involved. Ha ben ben abanim u'bas ben abanim svarav kayamin. But it sounds like even in the Reisha, what's the mashmalas of the Reisha? That if it's a son amongst sons, daughter amongst daughters, it would work. But Ema Seifa, isn't that exactly what the second line is? Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Im Amar Al Misha Roy Liar Shod Varav Kayamin. Hainu Tanakama. It's the same Shita. What does the first line of the Mishnah say? If I try to give it to someone who is not a Yoresh, it doesn't work. Mashba, if I try to give it to a Yoresh, it does work. And then Rabbi Yochanan Broka says the same thing. So Hainu Tanakama. And if you want to say no, Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, Afilu Acher B'makam Bas, U'bas B'makam Ben Ka'amar. If you want to say, well, Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, he does go farther than the examples that he gives. Roy Liarsho, that means even four steps from now. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka means. Right? If somebody wants to give it to their grandfather's brother, who's in the lineup, you know, five down, Bimakam Shiyesh Ben, maybe Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka also holds that, and maybe that's like different than what the Tanakhama says. No, that's not true. V'yatanya, Rabbi Shmuel Beno, Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel, his son. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, right, Rabbi Shmuel was not such an uncommon name, right? Rabbi Shmuel, besides the regular Rabbi Shmuel, he has another one, as we've mentioned in the past. Lo nechleku Abba v'chachamim. My father and the chachamim, right? He didn't say his father's name. He just said Abba, right? That's like the discussion in the postgame. If the gabbai calls up his father, what does he say? Yamod avimori. Yamod avimori with the name, right? We had a discussion, Hilchos Kibud Av Aim. Giving your father a title and then saying his name might be okay. So here, that the says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says, my father and the Chachamim only argue, Al acher b'makom bas b'makom ben shalom mar klum. Of course, my father agrees. If it's not somebody in the lineup right now, of course it is not going to work. My father never said that. Al man echluku, the machlokas between them is in the very limited case. Al ben ben habanim ubas ben habanos. Sha'aba omer yirash, v'chacham omer lo yirash. Right, and we'll see the source soon. Machlokas on a daraisa level. Whether this is allowed. The chachamim say, no. That's also considered masne amashakasuv batorah. If there are four yarshim, the four yarshim have to get it. If you choose one, that is masne amashakasuv batorah. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, no, in that case, you're allowed to do it. But it's because somebody is already a yoresh. And now they're getting more of the Yerusha. You can't create a new Yoresh. So we're back to the question. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Isn't it the same Shita? So the Gemara has two answers. Ibayis Ema, mitakamar lo nechlaku, michal de tanakama savar nechlaku. Well, since Rabbi Yishmael reported that it's no machlokes, maybe someone else holds, there is a machlokes. Meaning maybe someone out there holds that Rabbi Yochanan Baruch does say it, even for a non-Yorish, making him into a Yorish. Number one. Or, Iba Yisema, Kule Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hi. Maybe it's like a Chisurim Echsara, and it's all Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Shita. The Chisurim Echsara V'Hachik Tani. And this is really how the Mishnah should read. Ha'omer ish ploni yirasheni b'makam sheish bas, b'iti tirasheni b'makam sheish ben lo amaklum. Right, like the Tanakhama says, if there's someone who is totally not on the list, it's meaningless. Habas ben habanos, uben ben habanim, if it's a son among sons, a daughter amongst daughters, im amar yirash kol nachasa dvarav kayamin, then it would work. Rabbi Yochanan amar, im amar amisha roi liyarsho dvarav kayamin. Right? So that's why it works. Period. Once we started off today talking about chazara, can a father be chozerbo from the hanchala of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Let's say he says this, and then he changes his mind. His son is doing so well. He says, you know what, I want that son to get it. And then he, like, you know, feels bad. Can he be chozer bo from, not forget Toka de Dibur, right? 3 days later. Did anything happen yet? He's not dead yet. He says this should happen when he dies. And then he retracts it. There was no kinyan that was done yet. There was a commitment. But can he be chozer bo from that? That is a discussion in the Ksos. In Simon Reish Pei Aleph and the Nesivis, the Ksos assumes here in Simon Reish Pei Aleph, he quotes Dvarav Kayamim, he says he cannot be Chozerbo. Cannot be Chozerbo. Venerally, this is the Ksos, this Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, right? On the more limited Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Rashbam and Tosfos here, just read it, the one line in Tosfos. Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, nira de dafka ben habanim ubas ben habanos. Meaning the more limited view of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Rosh Hashanah say that we hold of. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. That's what the Rambam quoted. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. But if you look in the Ksos on that Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Pei Aleph, V'nir Ali, Shedvarav Kayamim, Kivan Da'atar Nitznola Rishus, La'asos Yoresh Bein Hayarshim, Lamisha Yirtze, Imkein, Havi Lehu Hayoresh. Once you designate one as the Yarshim, he's the Yoresh. V'enu Yochalachzor Acharkach V'lomer Shelo Yirash. Kivan shekfar naase yoresh kafi asach sharibalo eno yachol lomato b'lashon lo yirash haribui. Kivan shekfar naase yoresh Torah ze sharibalo v'hu yoresh gamur havalei masra b'ashkasa v'torah. Unbelievable. Says the Ksos. If I change something normally, I want to give it to someone else, I'm not allowed to. Masra b'ashkasa v'torah. What is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka telling me? That I'm allowed to create a new system of Yarshim. Within the world of Yarshim, I could change one into a Yoresh. But once I do that, now he's the Yoresh. If I try to change something, the Torah says that's to go after the Yoresh. Amasna mashkas batorah now. Because now I've created one Yoresh out of five Yarshim. Avalim riba lazeh umiyet lazeh v'chozer midvarav. Umiyet riba lazeh b'lashen Yerusha. But if it's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, if I just want to give one a matana more than the other, and going from mitzvah to others and then switch it, vada, kiva, dashini, gam, ken, yorish, if I only switch what we might call the chefsa, not the gavra. I only switch some money, but I did not say, I say he's supposed to get 70%, he's supposed to get 30%. But they're still both yarshim. That I could switch, says the Ksos. Because I'm not switching statuses now, I'm just switching amounts. They're both yarshim, and they're still both yarshim. That's not mashna mashkasa b'Torah. That's the Ksos. Kiva dashini gam kin yorish yochol lachzer v'lasos yorish lazer ribui v'yafilu asol la'echad ben abanim yorish b'kula yochol lachzer v'lasos lashini yorish b'kula kiva dashini gam kin yorish b'chulu. And he continues. But if you look in the Nesivis argues, he says, he could be chozer, but nothing happened yet. He changed it, he can change it back. Right, there's no chilek. So if you look in the footnotes here of the Milui Achoshin, he quotes what's the Nukudas and Machlokas between the Ksos and the Nesivis. Nechluku begeder hanchala derabbeinu. Right, the hanchala of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. How is it working? Derabbeinu svirle. The Ksos holds the hanchala hainu de osa oso liorish. V'lachin svirle derabbeinu to mahani hanchala afan achasim shlo bala olam. Omehai time in yocholachzor mehanchala tikvar chal alav achshav shame yorish. And the Nesivis says no. That's why he says you can't do it on a davar shel olam. The chulo, that's the ksos and the nesivis. Good. They once asked the ksos, why is it that, you know, he has a wonderful svarim, you know, major the ksos, the avni miluim on Eved Ezer and the Shev Shmaitza, but the ksos is the one that made it. They all made it, but the ksos, we call him the ksos. We don't call him the avni miluim. We call Rav Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller. We call him the Ksos. So what is it about that sefer that was accepted in Kol Pekol Tfusas Yisrael? The other ones were also, but it's not on the same level. So the Ksos responded, similar to the story I said on Shabbos, about the Shagas Aryeh and the Turi Evan. You know, what's the chilek? The Ksos felt that he wrote when he was younger, when he was bedochik ba'oni, he had nothing. He had such mesiris nefesh that he needed to write the Ksos. He couldn't afford paper, nothing. So that's Yata Deshmaya. Because things that we do when we're betchak and when we're moser nefesh, you know, that makes a stronger impression, and that's more of our insides are in that, and that's why he felt. He asked him himself. That's why he felt. Right? That's what they say. Reb Chaim said about the Shagas Aryeh compared to the Turi Evan and the Gvuras Ari. Right? The Shagas Aryeh, same author. But the Shagas Aryeh was written earlier before he had the Rabbanus, when he mamish wrote it on the walls of his house. Right, so that was different. They say that also about the Menchas Chinuch, that he wrote it on paper bags. These svarim that we can't even fathom the Mesiris Nefesh that our greats, our Bali Masara had, but there's also Siyata Deshmai involved to give them their just remembrance. Good. Also, just on the page here, can somebody be manchil through Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka only some of their possessions? Well, they have to do everything. Maybe it relates to this Ksos and Nesivis that we just had. What if somebody wants to say, half of my possessions, he's going to be the only Yorish? But through Yorusha, not through Matana. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashbam says, yeah, you can do it on as much as you want. The Rashbam says you could do it on half, if one would like to. Right in the middle of the fat lines. Hilkach. Lo shanu im amar ploni bnei yirash chatzi nechasav nechasai lo shana shna im amar yirash kol nechasai dvarav kayamim. Right, it doesn't make a difference. Vafilum kasav kain. Right, that doesn't make a difference there. And the Ritva argues. The Ritva here says no. It has to be all. Says the Ritva. V'nirin dvarim the davka b'mechale kol nechasav avol lo b'miksas diim lo kain matzinu matana b'miksas she'ena tzricha kinyan. Because if it's not all, then it's clearly a matana, not Yerusha, and there's no kinyan here. Kishamar Balashan Yerusha. Lamisha Roy Liarshav, Afilub Omer Chatzin Chaselcha, Vizelo Shamana Bechala Talmud, Elavadai Kidda Amran. Machlokas, we've shown him whether it could be even Chatzi or it has to be all. And again, the Achronim relate this to how is it working? Is it Midin Yerusha? Is it Midin Matana? What we mentioned from Rabbi Chanan earlier. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Five lines up. Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Bebroka. B'chena Amarava Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Bebroka. So we pass like this, as we saw in the Rishonim also. Amarava, my time at Rabbi Yochanan Bebroka. What's the reason? Again, the Gemara does not ask the reason for the Rabbanan. Right? Whenever the Gemara asks one and not the other, it's because the other one is more obvious. Right? It's more pashut. Right? The Rabbanan say you can't switch because that's Masana Amashakasa Matara. Rabbi Yochanan Bebroka all of a sudden limits that principle in the context of Yerusha. This is not called Masne Amashikasa Batorah. How does he know that from? He knows that from a pasuk. Omar Krav Ahaya Biyom Hanchilo Esbanav. On the day that a person is manchil his sons. Hatorah Nitna Rishus La'av Lahanchilucho Meshiyirza. The Torah gives the father the Rishus to be manchil, meaning to make a Yoresh, anyone who he wants. The Rashbam says, what's the diuk? It could have said, Biyom Sheyin Chalu Banav. Not biyom hanchilo esbanav. So the extra type of lashon, therefore he's allowed to do that. Special din in special pasuk. So Amalei Abaya, is that really true? Hamilo yuchalavaker nafka. Don't we already know that from the other pasuk? The pasuk that says you can't play around by the chelek b'chora. What does that teach me? You can play around a little bit by the chelek pshitus, right? So you know it implicitly from the other pasuk. So what do you need this pasuk for? So the Gemara says as follows: Ha'umi bar lekidetanya. The following brisa: B'chanan Omar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Matam alom alo yuchal avaker. Right? Why do we need two psukim? One pasuk that says you can move around the chelek b'chora, and the other pasuk that says you can move around the chelek pshitus. So in both directions. Number one. Because it says, on the day that a person is manchil, his children, I might have thought that it can't be done. The Masoras HaShas has another gersa here. Uma pashid sheyafe. Okay, we'll read the three words that we have. Valo dinu, isn't it a kavachomer? Uma pashid sheyafe kocho, shenotel baroi ki bamuchsak. Hatora, by a pashid, a son who's not a bachar, a pashid. Who is very strong. A son who is not a bechor has a lot of koach on muchzakis on his property, even if it's ra'ui. If it's earmarked for the father, he gets hatorah nitzna rishus la'av l'hanach l'chobi sheyirtza, and yet the father is given a right to be manchil to whoever he wants. So meaning know that from the pasuk of b'yo manchilo es banav. So if by a pashut, where the son has koach, and yet the father could still move it around. Bechor, shehura kocho, she'enom batal baroike b'muchzak. A bechor who has a weak hold on his potential property, meaning why? Because a bechor does not take baroike b'muchzak. Lo kol shekein. So surely we should say that the father should be able to be ma'avir the chelek b'chora. If a father can move the pashut chelek, which the son has a strong hold on, he should surely be able to move the b'chor chelek, which the b'chor has a weaker hold on. Tam alom lo yuchal avaker. That's why we need the pasuk of lo yuchal avaker. No, he cannot move the chelek b'chora. But if you only had that pasuk, I would have thought differently the other way. V'yomar lo yuchal avaker. So what do you need the other pasuk for? Just write lo yuchal avaker. Ma tamal omar. V'haya b'yomar chilo aspanav. Sheyacho. Because I might have said the following. V'alo dinu. The following kavachomer. Uma b'char shehora kocho. She'en anoto b'roikim amuchzak. Baya b'char who has a weak hold on his potential chelek. Right, he did not take baroi. Amra Torah lo yuchal avaker, even though the son has a weak hold, still the father can't move it around. Pashut sheyafa kocho, sheno da baroi kememuchzak. So a pashut who has a strong hold on his property, he takes roi, lo kol shekein. So surely the father should not be able to move it around. Tamalomar v'haya b'yom anchilo es banav, hatorah nitna rishus la'av, l'hanchil l'chol mi sheyirtze. No, a father can. That's why you need both psukim. One that says you can't move the chelek b'chora, one says that you can move the chelek pshitus. That's the reason for the two psukim. Interesting line in the Minchas Chinuch here in Taf Tzadi Zayin, in the mitzvah of Minui Melech. We know it's a mitzvah daraisa to appoint a king. Big discussion in the Rishonim, both in Parsha Shoftim and in Sefer Shmuel. Is it a good thing? Is it not a good thing? You know, how do you put together just the Torah, the Tanakh? Right, the psukim and shoftim say there's a mitzvah daraisa to appoint a king. If you look in Sefer Shmuel and Lahavdel HaKadosh Baruch Hu got extremely angry when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king. So usually we don't get angry when we ask to do a mitzvah. Right? So what was Shmuel so upset for? Right? Many different answers given. The Radak has a few, and the Malbim and the Klei Yakar here, and the various different answers given. Right? Is it because they asked for the wrong reasons? They wanted to be Kechol HaGoyim Asher Svivotam. They asked for the wrong reasons, number one. Number two, maybe wrong time. Wrong time, meaning Malchus has to do with Malchus based David. It wasn't time, it wasn't ripe yet for David HaMelech to be the king, his family. So Shaul had to be the temporary leader. But it wasn't time. Great idea, wrong time. Right, that's one answer. The Malbim gives a little depth to that idea. The Malbim says, what do you mean wrong time? Shaul, still in the times of Shaul, it was a miraculous time. David HaMelech was Teva. Winning the wars, v'chulu. So it wasn't time to switch that yet. And other answers given. Maybe it was an insult to Shmuel Hanavi, or it was an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you to have a king. Don't ask me for a king. What, I'm not a good enough king? I'm not a good enough leader? Many different answers given. But either way, in the mitzvah here, in Taf Tzadi Zayin, Shinitz Tavidu Limnos Alinu Melech, Mi Yisrael, we are commanded to be Mamlech a Melech, which by the way is the first mitzvah that we're going to do by the Shem when Eliyahu Navi comes and Mashiach comes, right? The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, the three mitzvahs that nationally we will have to do, right? We'll have to appoint a king, wipe out Amalek, and build a base of Mikdash in that order, right? The Gemara says in that order, because you need the king to be able to have an army. And right, there's no mitzvah to build a base of Mikdash. That's what the Poskim talked about after some of the wars, 1967, the Hulu, a base of Mikdash. No. Until Mashiach comes, do we have a melech? You're not allowed to build a base of Mikdash. Right? The Gemara says it beferish. Right? Mamlech melech, and then wipe out Amalek, and then build a base of Mikdash. There's plenty of Amalek in the world, right? Since the Churban base of Mikdash, there's plenty of Amalek in the world. There's no base of Mikdash until we, right? What is the Shlomo HaMelech? When he had peace amongst all of his neighbors, that's when he was able to build the base of Mikdash. David HaMelech couldn't, right? So that's the halacha, right? So that's why this melech is, well, we have to wait. Maybe you're going to base of Mikdash, Be'ez Hashem, after the few steps, and well, everybody says, "Mir be'ez Hamikdash." We should go to the first steps first. Okay, vayter. But anyway, it says the Minchas Chinuch here. Is a king allowed to be manchil through Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Malchus? Is he allowed to choose one of his sons and say, he's going to be the Melech? That also is a din Yerusha, right? It goes from father to son. What if he has 10 sons? Yesh lehis tapek, classic Minchas Chinuch question. Yesh lehis tapek, im ha-melech, yesh le reshus, lemnos melech, echad mi banav, katan, lefnei ha-gadol. Younger in front of the older. Right? Shlomo ha-melech, I don't think, right? If you remember, go through the math, the dates, he was not the oldest. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that, right? Different mothers, right? But the same father. De Efshar suggests the Minchas Chinuch, Kimo bi Yerusha. Kaim alon Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Maybe it's just like Yerusha. We all like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. De Yochol lahanchil yoresh bein yarshav hachanami. Wow. So maybe he could choose. Odil o Efshar. Or maybe not. Shomal kalpanim have a yoresh. No. There, at least, the five sons are all called Yarshim. So if you designate one, you're making him the Yorish. Avol kan haben akatan eino Yorish kal b'makom gadol. But here, as it stands, if it's going to the older son, the younger son's not a Yorish of the Malchus. He's not called the Yorish in that regard. So maybe it's not allowed. Oh, we continue, b'kal makom, keeping the Yorish, b'kal nechasav, avi the Yorish, yochal anachal gersono. Or is it enough that he's a Yorish regarding property? That's good enough to be called a Yorish Agabe Malchus, even though he's not really going to be Yorish the Malchus. Umidavad HaMelech Alav HaShalom SheShlomo Yorish HaMalucha Afal Pi SheHayubanim Gadolim Imenu. Right, David HaMelech had older brothers. V'Kilav Haya Tzadik Gadol. And Kilav or the Tzadik, remember the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas? Kilav, David HaMelech learned from him, right, one of the four people that never sinned. Gemara in Shabbos and Baba Basra. Kilav Yishai Binyamin and Amram. Kilav is the least famous one. So what about there? Could it be a raya from there? Shamay al piya dibur. So I have intellectual honesty. That's not a raya because that was al piya dibur. Kimavur bikra. Vitzarech Ian doesn't answer the question, but at least brings up the question, can this work? And again, this could be another nafkamina relating to, is this working midin Yerusha or midin Matana? Right? More to Yerusha, then you have the question. If it's a Matana and he allows you to give up the Matana, so then maybe it's easier. But either way, that's the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi says, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Amar Le Rabbi Abba, Hora Itmar. No, he didn't say it in the Beis Medrash. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. He paskin that way in a certain case. Hora Itmar. But my community, what's the machlokas about? Whether he said it in the Beis Medrash or he paskin that way. The question is, which is a greater showing of that's really what we hold? Mar Savar, halacha adifa, a great machlokas. Mar Savar, one holds, the halacha is adif. What do you mean halacha adifa? It's better he says it in the Beis Medrash. Why? Explains the Rashbam. Because when you see a psak, you see a rabbi give a psak, there can be 15 different factors why the rabbi gave such a psak. This type of case and this situation, you don't really know, was it because of A, B, C, D, or E? Or a combination of all the factors? So if you just see a psak, you don't know. If somebody says in the Beis Medrash, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, done. We know that's what we hold. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Number one, right, the Gemara often says, they didn't hear it from Beferish, but Michlola Itmar. Right? Because, and then you could be unclear about why it was. So on the one hand, the Gemara says, maybe it's better and clearer if a Rebbe gives a shiur in the Beis Medrash, we hold. Umar Savar, Maisarav. And the other opinion said, no, exactly the opposite. Maisarav is better. Right? Maisarav, if you not only say it in the Beis Medrash, but you use it in Psak, Halacha la Maisa, Sometimes a rabbi will say something. Really? Yeah, not halacha l'maisa. That's where we're in the base. In the Daf Yomi Shir, we can talk about it. But right, in the introduction to every tshuva sefer, right, the rabbi writes, of course, this is not halacha l'maisa. Right, every case is different, but it's just meaning. There's a nervous. There's an anxiety. There's a, you know, I said this in this case, but if somebody says it in a real case, people take tshuva sefarim much more seriously in terms of psak than chidushim on shas, right? There's a difference between the Noda Bihuda and the Tzlach, right? Because it was written as halacha l'maisa. So that's the other day of Maisa Rav, right? We have many svarim written, hanhagis of great people, the Maisa Rav, put together by the Talmidim Legra, right? The Maharil, which is very commonly used on every page of Shulchan Aruch. The Sefer Maharil was put together by Talmidim, the Lakid Yosher. We mentioned this on Shabbos too. The Talmidim of the Trumas Hadeshen. Right, the Lakid Yosher. We have many times we have recordings of different stories, and we learn from those types of stories. If you look in the Meiri here, the Meiri has an important lashon. The Meiri says, you find the lashon says the Meiri umikom akom. Just the wrong one. The paper fell out here. Let me just find the Meiri, if I can't find it, I'll just save it. Says the Meiri. Here we go. V'davar zeh davar shehamaskil tzarich sheyitkeena belibo. One who is a thinking Jew has to put this in his heart. V'hu mimasher ra'isi dor zeh nechshal be'inyanim elu. See, a lot of people make this mistake. Shekal shebal yadenu hora'a o maisa haro'i le'asar lahatir, lezakos olachayev, lahakshir olifsol, latami olatahar, midina talmud, umeikara shel halacha, heim nesmachim lachalok benimuke bla'o shel chidushim v'tosfus v'likutin shel lashonos. People take A, and they paskin, and they use it in a case, v'tzvachim kekruchya, re'ezeh. You know what? I should really wait to do the next line of the Gemara before I continue. So let's hold off on that Meiri. Let's do the next line of the Gemara. And then we'll appreciate it a little more. Second to last skinny line. Tana Rabbanan. Ein lemeidim halacha lo mipi lamod v'lo mipi maisa. You can't learn halacha either from a shir or from a psak in lamaisa. Ache yomru lo halacha lamaisa. Unless it's said clearly, and it said it's halacha lamaisa. Sha'al v'amru lo halacha lamaisa. And if you ask the rabbi and say halacha l'maisa, yedaf yasa maisa, yes, ubelvat shelo yadame. Then you can, if he said halacha l'maisa, you can use it in psak as long as you're not medame. You don't compare cases from one to the other if they're not exactly the same. Maya ubelvat shelo yadame. What does that mean? Ask the Gemara. V'kol haTorah kula dimuyim medamin la. We always compare. We always apply A to B and B to C. Right, that's a total blanket exclusion. Amar Avashi Yachi Gamar. This is what is meant. Ubavachali Adame Betrefos. In Trefos, the world of Trefos, you can't. Bimadame. Detanya in Omer Betrefos Zudam Elazu. You can't say that. Va'atatame. And don't wonder why you can't. Sharei Chotcha Mikan Umesa V'Chotcha Mikan V'Chaisa. Right, it could go from one to the other. Very, very, right over here. You cut it, it lives. Right over here. Right, when it comes to Trefus listed in Maseches Chulin, you can't be Medame, Milsa L'Milsa. But the Gemara says, like other cases, you can. But the Meiri here says, but one has to be extremely careful. Even if we apply something to a specific case, certain rules, we have to realize that a person has to be very wary. As Ramosha Feinstein writes in the Hakdama to Egres Moshe, one has to spend hours with Mora and Kovid Rosh and Yirat Shamayim, and not just hours. I would say years and decades, right, in order to be able to apply the principles of a halacha in a specific case, and that it's a kosher type of medame milsa l'milsa and not a non-kosher type. And that's what the Meiri is talking about here, that people use medame milsa l'milsa in the wrong way. V'tzvachim kekruchya. And they defend themselves and say, re'ei ze matzasi shekha kasaploni. Hey, so-and-so says it. Mi b'li sheyadu o sheyashkichu im nomar karo yam lav. Umi b'li sheyismichu lohem ala talmud. V'lo yashkichu lo ala omer v'lo ala maimar. Right? It's a problem. Right? The people say, v'doram elu matzasim b'dori machshilim harbe harbe. Shekama pamim omer harabo agon o achocham svarim miderach pilpul liyashiv akushya o asugya v'lo miderach psak o harav amaisa. Sometimes he never meant it as a psak. Sometimes he did, but there are other factors involved. One has to be extremely careful in terms of medama milsa la milsa. And therefore, one has to be very careful. V'sof davar, he says, The last line he ends up with, Sof Dvarim, he quotes the Gemara that we had earlier, back on Dav Yud, in that area, Ashrei mi shebalakan v'talmud biyado. If you have your Talmud in your hand, then one can feel free and comfortable to paskin in a certain case. But if not, one has to be extremely careful in terms of being madama milsa lamilsa. But again, halacha and my sarav, again, this Gemara has both, and I think both have elements of truth to them that we have to learn from. One final point here on the bottom of the on the bottom in this Rashbam, the Rashbam says there's a difference between like who do we put when the Gemara is. The Gemara just says here, Halach Adifa, or Maisarav Adifa. What if the Gemara says, Kaimel on Kavase? Is that good enough? If the Gemara says it, right, without saying a Maisarav, so the Rashbam here is Machalik between if the Mishnah says it or if the Gemara says it. Sometimes the Mishnah says Halacha Kedvarav, there's a Mishnah in Yevamos, right? We do not always paskin that way. If a Mishnah says Halacha Kedvarav, it could be that we do not paskin that way. If the Gemara says it, we generally paskin that way. That is the Rashbam. If you look in the 7th wide line or so, V'yashmina din morin halacha mitoch Mishnah. V'ilav dekava halacha kamosa. We don't paskin from a Mishnah. V'ilav depasik v'gemara halacha kamosa lo samchinon apsak demastisan. Aval b'halachas hapsukos b'divrei ha'amorain. But if it's a psak in the world of the amorain, vade samchinon. Dekivan shepaskum v'kasvam ravashi v'ravina shehem sof hara'a vadai alayhu samchi. If Ravina and Ravashi put it into the Gemara, we paskin that way. They're not going to change the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah's language stays the same. Right? We had earlier on today's daf, like a Chisurim Echzor type of idea. We don't change the language. Remember we did months ago, years ago, I don't remember the last time we saw it inside, there's a Tiferes Yisrael, I think it's in Arachin, one of the Masechtas in Kachim, that talks about, even by Chisurim Echzor, they used to learn the Mishnayis by heart. And once they learned it by heart, and they sung it in a song, you couldn't change the words. So you just have to interpret the words based on how we understand it. You're not going to change it. So even Ravina and Ravashi, if there's a line in the Mishnah that says halacha kedvarav, they're not going to take that out. Even if it's wrong. Even if we don't paskin that way. But if you put halacha lamaisa in the Gemara, says the Rashbam here, that we for sure are paskin like, and therefore there is no... there is no questioning that case. Okay, just finally, last thought of the day, and that is, right, we don't say betray fezu dom alazu. So if Zilberstein has here in the Chashuk Yechemed, the following case. A person brings a bird to a rav, kosher, not kosher, he's matrifit. And then an ani comes, and an ani needs food. And that bird that he just trafed up, the Shulchan Aruch says, b'shas atchak, it's okay, it's kosher. Meaning, machadchila not, but b'shas atchak, is he allowed to give that bird? Is the ashir allowed to give that bird to the ani? Is the rav allowed to say, I trafed it up for you, but I didn't trafe it up for so-and-so, because you're an ashir, you don't need it, for you it's trafe. Can he change the psak? If they came at the same time, he could have said, you know what, give it to him. But here, what's the halacha? He already gave the psak. V'chashav rabbi daito, shimani ha'yim magi el ravim ofanal hu ayamati lo asa of. We did hefzen meruba. V'yatois, topic a ravim, mutil lo lomar lo ashir, shi'itain asa of lani. Once we're talking about trefus. V'tshuva, so he says, nechlet ku achronim, v'din ashir sha'isa lo shela al kashrus, sha'adinu shu mutil rakma wakam hefzen meruba, and lo ashir didn't have a hefzen meruba, even without the psak. Can he give it to an ani? So he quotes a machlokas between the Sholem Eshev and the Kafachayim. The Sholem Eshev is Machmer, the Kafachayim is Mako. So he says, what about this case where it was already paskined in this way? Do you say that once the Rav said it, it's Shavni Anafshi Chaticha Di Surah? Or we say, no, it's just in this Psak. And, you know, included in this Psak is that it could have, you know, but Behasim Meruba gone to someone else. Okay, it doesn't answer the question. But it's fascinating. Question about Trefus, Midam and Milsa Lamilsa, do we say the Psak already labels it and it cannot be changed? Even if the Psak was only based on certain factors but not others. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue by the Shem with Amalei Vasa Reb Yochanan as we get into a new story on tomorrow's daf.